This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Tess Vigeland. After weeks of juicy testimony, assuming you call patent law juicy, Silicon Valley's trial of the century, or of the moment anyway, is about to head to the jury. Apple is suing Samsung for allegedly copying the design of its iPhone and iPads. Samsung is suing Apple back for allegedly infringing on its mobile patents. So why should we care who wins this $2.5 billion battle? Here's Marketplace's Quina Kim.
Like most patent trials, even the simplest questions in Apple versus Samsung are complicated. Take this one. How will the verdict affect consumers? Cal Rustiala is a law professor at UCLA and the author of The Knockoff Economy.
There's a lot of different claims, and winning and losing can go in different directions.
Rustiala doesn't see a winner-take-all scenario, but he says, let's assume the jury finds that Samsung copied the rectangular-shaped and curved edges of the iPad and iPhone. That verdict would force competitors to change the shape of their products.
We might see some crazy designs.
But if consumers demand a rectangular shape, Apple could levy a licensing fee to every manufacturer who wants to meet that demand. And who will pay those fees? Sarah Rotman-Epps is an analyst at Forrester.
Those costs will trickle down to consumers.
And if Samsung wins its patent claims, well then, Samsung could charge Apple a fee for using its patents for wireless technology and camera phones. Rotman-Epps adds that if Samsung wins, we'll see even more products copying Apple. And that's prompted concerns that a Samsung victory could stifle innovation. But James Allworth, who writes about innovation at the Harvard Business Review, isn't buying it.
The assumption that a lot of people have is that without patent protection, companies will not invest in them.
But Apple became the most valuable company in the world yesterday. And Allworth says, even if copycats flood the market, Apple will just innovate faster. I'm Quina Kim for Marketplace.